Yeah, we got some NASA astronauts who are stranded in space. I don't want to make light of this. I think they're going to get back okay, but this is another Boeing mess up here. And they had to delay and delay and delay the Starliner launch of Boeing's rocket. They had to delay that over and over again because they had leaks. And then finally they decided, well, okay, we still got leaks, but we're going to shoot it up anyway. I don't think they're too bad. It turns out that it was worse than they thought. They get up there. They've got even more leaks after it goes through the stress of a launch. What a surprise. And now they're delaying it. And they say they may need to have SpaceX come up and do a rescue mission. See, this is one of the reasons why Musk can do whatever he wants. These people need him desperately. How can they put a man on the moon? You've heard this so many times, right? Let's talk about how can they put a man on the moon and have this kind of a space program, right? And 60 years ago. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous if you believe the most of the stuff in the space program. They can't figure out how to do this anymore. NASA can't do anything. They're dependent now on contractors. And, of course, Boeing and the long list of problems that they've had with the airlines. But, you know, Boeing wants to get into the space business. Well, not a good start. And Boeing is one of our big defense contractors as well. We might find that as they keep pushing and pushing and pushing for World War II, we might find out that these military-industrial corporations have gotten so fat, so lazy, so DEI-heavy that they can't do anything anymore. And these incredibly complex systems, they just don't work. NASA has delayed the return of two astronauts from the International Space Station for the third time, raising concerns that the crew could be stranded, could be lost in space. By the way, that music, I didn't realize it when I was watching that as a kid. Of course, you know, nobody knew anything about John Williams. That was another John Williams thing. He did that theme song. And you listen to it, it's like, yeah, I can hear John Williams in that. Anyway, John Williams is safe on Earth, though. Fortunately, let's hope so. You know, he's in his 90s. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, initially scheduled for a 9-day stay, which was pushed back twice this month and now sits at an undetermined date. Rudy Rodolphy, the former space system commander and space technology acquisition manager, told DailyMail.com that Boeing may be forced to abandon Starliner and use one of SpaceX's Dragon capsules to bring the two astronauts home. Well, that would be a great deal of humiliation, and it probably would end their program, you think? Boeing will still want the capsule back. The service module is the part with all the problems, and they'll lose that on reentry no matter what they do. The capsule, though, it can be returned autonomously to a hard landing in the U.S. and recovered. But if they start talking about a rescue mission by chance, it would indicate that there are some serious, potentially life-threatening hardware defects found with the Starliner. They had two planned spacewalks, June 24th, yesterday, and July the 2nd. Well, it turns out that spacewalk yesterday didn't go too well either. It also failed. And when you, what happened as they were preparing for the spacewalk, the NASA astronaut said, water is starting to squirt out of my suit. The water, they got water in the suit? What's the deal with that? So I looked that up. It's like, well, why do they have water in the suit? She said, I can see the ice crystals flowing out here. Well, it turns out they've got five different reasons that they use water. First of all, they use it for cooling. That'd be really important. They can use it for hydration. It can also be part of radiation protection or fire suppression. And then in an emergency, they can actually use electrolysis to separate the oxygen out of the water for the astronauts. So they got a lot of different uses for it. Of course, it's also capturing any water, I guess, that you eliminate. But these are regular. It does carry a lot of other water right there. So she started to do the spacewalk, Tracy Dyson, She said just moments before switching her suit to battery power, she said the umbilical cooling unit, so it was coming out of the cooling unit, attached to her suit started leaking water, forcing NASA to cancel her and fellow astronaut Mike Barrett's imminent spacewalk. She said, there's water everywhere. I got an Arctic blast all over my visor. I could see the ice crystals flowing out there, she said, just like a snow cone machine. There was ice forming at that port. And it's not the first time that astronauts have struggled with leaky space suits. In 2022, crews on board the ISS noticed that their helmets kept filling with water, putting them in a potentially life-threatening situation. Drowning in space. Oh, how about that? That would be amazing. In 2013, European Space Agency astronaut Luca Parmitano became terrifyingly close to drowning while venturing outside of the ISS when his helmet filled with water, covering his eyes, nose, and ears, and forcing NASA to cut the spacewalk short. It's unclear whether the next spacewalk, scheduled for July 2nd, will now take place. Given the optics and the risks involved, NASA is likely going to play it safe for the time being. Yeah, it doesn't look good when you have to cancel this and have to cancel that because you got one equipment failure after the other. The capsule, as I said before, launched with known leaks. It was a leak that was reportedly no larger than a shirt button and quite thin. Well, I don't know. I mean, a shirt button, if you got something that's as big as a shirt button and you got gas under pressure going out into a vacuum, I would think that'd be a pretty significant thing. I don't know, but I'm not a rocket scientist, so what do I know? Stitch said last month that he was confident that 27 of these 28 thrusters were working properly, free of leaks or other issues. However, once they got there, they had 5 failures out of the 28 thrusters. The thrusters are what they use to maneuver and to dock. So that meant that they had to, they canceled initially the docking on June 6th. They worked on these 5 thruster failures and they rewrote some software, uploaded that, tweaked some procedures to revive 4 of them and proceed with the docking. So in other words, it's not a hardware issue, it's a software issue. Now, the Boeing 737 MAX, that was also a software issue, taking over control when it sensed that there was some kind of, under certain circumstances, it would take control away from the pilot. And in 2 of these cases, it crashed the plane. In many other cases, it came close to crashing the plane. And so here, they lost these thrusters, again, because of software issues. Boeing has spent $1.5 billion in cost overruns beyond its $4.5 billion NASA development contract. So they can put a man on the moon, but they can't get the Starliner up and back from the ISS. Maybe they didn't put a man on the moon.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to The David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.